Immigration has long been a riddle for the United States of America. The issue has repeatedly vexed lawmakers over the years as waves of diverse groups arrived on the country's shores. From the Fronteras desk in Phoenix, KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports that Arizona Senator John McCain has made multiple runs at immigration reform, even though his ideas weren't always popular in the state he represents.
In 2004, Senator John McCain told a congressional subcommittee there was an urgent need for immigration reform. C-SPAN recorded the hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senator Kennedy. I will be very brief.
McCain read aloud from a newspaper story about the conditions inside a Phoenix home where police found more than 150 undocumented immigrants forced to live in filth by armed smugglers. These kinds of situations were why Congress had to act.
You know what the conventional wisdom is? We're going to talk about it, we're going to debate it, we're going to discuss it, and nothing is going to happen this year because the issue is too hot politically.
Fast forward 14 years, and McCain is still trying to convince fellow lawmakers to pass comprehensive immigration reform. Now he's in his sixth term in the Senate, despite attacks by fellow Republicans for supporting what they view as amnesty. And even as he fought brain cancer, McCain still co-introduced a bill this year that would have, among other things, given people in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program a path to citizenship. This is what he told CNN last year.
It is not conscionable to tell young people who came here as children that they have to go back to a country that they don't know.
In a new book scheduled for release this month, McCain reportedly said that even if he beats cancer, this will be his last term. Regardless of how or when McCain leaves the Senate, his long record will always be highlighted by repeated efforts to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
I think it's going to be a significant component of his legacy because he represented a border state. And he understood the economics and the humanity of the issue, and he never quit.
Paul Hickman worked for McCain for almost 20 years.
When something's worth doing, it's, you know, you got to stay at it. And McCain taught me that.
In the years after 9/11, McCain tried to pass immigration reform with Democrats like Ted Kennedy. Then fellow Republicans attacked McCain during his second presidential run for backing amnesty. And in 2010, when Arizona took a hard right turn on the issue, McCain reportedly waited to the last minute to back SB 1070. Here's what he told the conservative channel Newsmax TV.
I think the legislation is clearly a reaction to the federal government's failure to carry out its responsibilities and secure our borders.
There was also this campaign ad.
Drug and human smuggling, home invasions, murder.
In the video, McCain walks along the border in Nogales, Arizona, with former Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou, who says the plan by McCain and former Senator John Kyle to secure the border is, quote, perfect.
And complete the dang fence.
It'll work this time. Senator, you're one of us.
The ad helped McCain win a primary challenge by J.D. Hayworth, and then his fifth term in the Senate. In the next election, McCain survived a similar test from Kelly Ward. McCain was able to walk the tightrope between supporting comprehensive immigration reform and Arizonans opposed to so-called amnesty by focusing on border security in election years. Here's Paul Hickman again.
He would emphasize during campaigns that immigration is a component of national sovereignty.
And when advisors would say backing a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants already living in the U.S. was a dangerous political move,
he would say, you know, we've got to fix the system.
McCain tried again in 2013, this time as a member of the bipartisan Gang of Eight. Here he tells lawmakers that most Americans wanted Congress to act on immigration reform.
I hope they understand that the status quo is totally unacceptable. The status quo is de facto amnesty. The status quo is 11 million people living in the shadows, and they aren't going home.
The Senate approved the Gang of Eight bill, but the House of Representatives let it die on the vine. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, a Gang of Eight member, released a statement saying McCain was key in crafting a bill that was rooted in compromise, and quote, we all missed Senator McCain during the DACA negotiations this year. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.